Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, Do You Not Care?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He woke up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe, and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? The Word of God. Saint Mark the Evangelist is a preacher of the good news. He is not a journalist, and he is not a historian, intent on getting right the things as they really happened. As a preacher who wants to shed light on things we are facing, he wants to encourage people when facing difficult times. He wants to help us give meaning to our lives today, so many centuries after writing his gospel. He wants to help us answer difficult questions and to help each one of us to find our way forward and follow in Christ's footsteps, because he is the way and the truth and the life. That is why the Son of God became a human being like us, so that we may have life and have it abundantly. What is the good news that Mark wants to transmit to his readers through his gospel and in his preaching ministry? Mark starts his gospel declaring that it was the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the good news is Jesus Christ. At the time Mark was writing his gospel, the Christian community was facing very difficult times. It was persecuted. Many of its members were tortured and killed, prompting Tertullian to write that the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church. It was treated unjustly, and many Jews were led to believe that killing Christians only because they were Christians was justified, that it was a way of serving the God they believed in. It is enough for us to remember Jesus asking Saul, who was on his way to Damascus, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Saul asked, Who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. In fact, the first Christian community was following closely in Christ's footsteps, including passion, death, and resurrection. Today's gospel selection makes us reflect that Mark is telling us a sort of parable about the real situation of the first Christian community, and which we can apply to the situation of the church in our own days. One evening, Jesus told his disciples, Let us go to the other side. They were being invited to start on a mission to the pagans. Today the church invites us to go and meet those who are non-believers and those who are not practicing their faith. It tells us, let us not limit our mission to those who come to us, to our churches. Mark tells us that the disciples took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. I take this phrase to mean that they were taking the risen Lord with them. The Church grows by our witnessing to our faith in the risen Jesus, the Son of the living God. Humanity is facing a great storm. Happy with its scientific progress, it thinks that it does not need a God. Many label themselves atheists, and they do not perceive that they are not, really. Yes, atheists declare that they do not believe in the God of Jesus Christ. However, we know through our experience that humans cannot live without a God. So, if we do not accept faith in the God of Jesus Christ, we create gods for ourselves, in our likeness, and then we behave as if we were gods. Because of this, we are facing many injustices, corruption and egotism galore, and many wars. I am not speaking only about extreme or rare situations, for we find people behaving as if they were gods everywhere, in families, working places, clubs, politics, and such things that involve human relationships. "I am in command here, and my word must be obeyed," they say. They try to apply to themselves the first commandment God gave to his people. "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me." The thing is that the God of Jesus Christ is the true God that brought his people out of slavery in Egypt, and he respects our freedom and forgives our disobedience when we ask for forgiveness. On the contrary, the first thing gods created by humans do is to enslave as many other humans as possible, and they never forgive, ever. Believers ask God to give us peace, to give us love, to help us live a truly human life. However, as we do not see an end to all this unjust suffering, we easily say that God is in our boats asleep on the cushion. And we ask, like the disciples did in today's gospel, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" The thing I most frequently hear is people asking me, "Is God listening to my prayers? Does God answer my prayers? Is there a God? When will he answer me?" When I answer that he listens, many do not believe and abandon the Church. We have a vending machine mentality. We put money in the vending machine and we immediately have the product we ask for. But God is not a vending machine, and we are not machines either. Through his actions, Jesus answered, "Oh yes, I care and I answer your prayers." He promised, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you." Mark tells us that Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Jesus calls for peace. And he tells the disciples and us, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" It is as if he is telling us, "It is not I that am asleep, you are. If you do not listen to me and do not want to accept my call for you to be builders of peace, you will have no peace. I made you free and I respect your freedom, but I am not bound to answer you the way you want me to. I want you to work hand in hand with me. That's why I made you in my image and likeness." If we read, meditate, and practice the Beatitudes as reported by Matthew in chapter 5, we will learn how to cooperate with God and become peacemakers, builders of peace. I end this reflection by asking myself and each one of us, do we have the risen Jesus in our boat, in our life, in our heart, just as he is, and not our own version of him?